affair. I must fulfill
this. Tell Jesus. Tell Jesus that prophecy. Tell him now. If you are sure that the Holy Spirit is a spirit in you, tell Jesus that prophecy. Tell him, I'm not ready to fail you. I must fulfill this one. If there's any prophecy that is from the devil, this one I will not fulfill. Demonic prophecy, I don't want to fulfill. Take away satanic prophecy. Take away my lodge prophecy. The prophecy that was prophesied against my lodge, take them away. The prophecy that was prophesied by my ancestors, take it away. I don't want to fulfill them again. I don't want to fulfill them again. The prophecy that was said by a fake prophet, a fake prophetess, take them away. I don't want to fulfill them. Tell God now, any prophecy that is not working with the Holy Ghost in me, that is not carrying out with the Holy Ghost in me, take it away from me. Take it away from me. Any prophecy controlled by the demons, take it away from me. Any prophecy that is fulfilling in my life, that is through demons, take it away from me. I will not fulfill them. I don't want to fulfill them. Enough is enough of fulfilling satanic prophecy. Enough is enough of fulfilling satanic prophecy. Tonight marks the end. Chapel of Praise, enough is enough. All the altars speaking against my life, speaking against the life of the church members, and it's fulfilling. Enough is enough. Tonight. Pray, oh, pray. Any prophecy that is not backed up with the Holy Ghost, I am not fulfilling them. I will fail them. It's only prophecy from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only prophecy from my God. It's the only prophecy engineered by the Holy Ghost. Every prophecy from marine spirit. Every prophecy from the kings of medicine patients. I will not fulfill them in my life again. Pray. It's not all prophecy that is from God. Every prophecy that is not of God, that I'm fulfilling, I will never. I reject them. I say no. Even if my pastor believes it, I will not believe it. I will not fulfill it. Every satanic prophecy, every demonized prophecy. Every demonized prophecy, I am not your carrier again. I cannot be fulfilling your prophecy again. Prophecies from satanic altar, enough is enough. There's a spirit in my bones. There's a spirit in my life. There's a spirit in me, as in only the Holy Spirit. If you're not praying, I will send you out. Or you go back. Don't stand before me and you are not praying. Enough is enough of fulfilling the will of evil. Enough is enough of fulfilling satanic prophecies. Enough is enough of fulfilling satanic or evil altars prophecies. mercy. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight. All those people that speak against your life night and day, enough is enough tonight. You will not fulfill those prophecies again. You will not fulfill those words again. The Holy Ghost, take command. Yes, we have come to declare we are no more fulfilling satanic prophecy. It's only what God said. He said, who has said a thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded? When God says yes, no man can say no. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who is speaking against the church? And the church is fulfilling what they are speaking. Who is speaking against your life? And you are fulfilling them and it's coming to pass. The speaking of our forefathers has come to an end tonight. It's only the speaking of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's only the speaking of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said it is finished. We are only fulfilling the perfect plan of God, the perfect will of God in our lives, the perfect will of God concerning my destiny. That is what I'm going to fulfill from today. As a minister of God, as a servant of God, whosoever program anything into our life tonight has come to an end. It shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass anymore. Only the perfect will of God. So from today, what God has not planned in your life has come to an end. What has not pleased God has come to an end. What has not glorified the name of God will not happen in your life again. The Son of God be lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God.
Whatsoever God has not lifted her in your life, today they are broken to pieces.
Amen.
Whatsoever character or behavior, whatsoever lifestyle, whatsoever thing that displeases God in your life and in this church, and it has been prophesied by the kingdom of darkness, tonight I declare, in the name of Jesus, stop functioning.
Amen.
Stop manifesting.
Amen.
Stop acting.
Amen.
I declare stop work for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And every declaration that has been prophesied, spoken over your life, in your destiny, to progress, to excel, to succeed, I declare from today, it will start manifesting.
Amen.
May you experience them.
Amen.
May you experience them.
Amen.
May they start working now.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Can you say, I will fulfill my destiny?
I will fulfill my destiny.
I will fulfill God-given destiny. I will fulfill my God-given destiny. I will fulfill the call of God upon my life. Say, God, I will not fail you. Father, thank you, because the prophecy, as it's going to go up now, by revelation and by knowledge, you will reveal to everyone here, their heart is open. Speak, and they will hear. Holy Ghost, take over. Speak to me, speak to us, and we will hear. And let the name of Jesus, that has highly been exalted above every other name, bring down the knees of every other thing that has been exalting itself above the knowledge of God in our lives, in this church. Bring them down, and let the name of Jesus be exalted now and forevermore. Amen. Can you sit for a while? I read from Mark 8, verse 1. Mark 8, verse 1. You're all welcome to this miracle service in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I return all glory to God for what he has done in his church, for great miracles and confirming his word with signs following. May his name be highly exalted in the name of Jesus. And also thank you for agreeing with the church, believing that Jesus is here. And you hook into the throne of grace and mercy showered, and you are blessed. Every testimony are covered with the blood of Jesus, and it shall be permanent. If you have not received your own weight, keep on holding on, keep on believing, keep on trusting. He's faithful. It's just that you must be available, and you must also behold him. Behold him. Wait until on him until you are what? Formed. Is it not so? Wait on him. God bless you for worshiping with Chapel of Praise. God will do you good tonight and forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I recognize everyone seated here, most especially our, I don't know if I should call him associate member, or him associate member, or I should say our member. I recognize our brother who has sacrificed himself, not going out to look for work, but he stayed with us, Brother Abraham Friday. I recognize Chapel Rev. I recognize all the workers, the wonderful choir, the media, and every worker in church. I recognize you that has come believing God. May God Almighty bless you real good in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Only believe. All things are what? Possible. God bless you. Mark 8, verse 1, I read. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat. multitude being so great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, everybody read verse 2. 1, 2, go. I have compassion on the multitude because they have been with me since we started this meeting. Jesus had a 3-day meeting with some people. And you know, Jesus was a person then that wherever he go, the Bible record, he cannot hide himself. Even when Jesus was inside the room, the outside will be filled with multitude. So Jesus was with multitude all the days of his life on earth. And today he's still with multitude. Can you say, I am one of Jesus' multitude? The multitude we are talking about, multitude means a large number of people. Is it not so? Say, I am one of Jesus' multitude. And Jesus will have compassion on me tonight. Yes. The word of emphasis is that Jesus said, I have. He told the disciple, I do what? I have. You know, when the choir sing the song, he said, I will pray until we are what? I will wait until we are what? You have been waiting. Tonight is a night of compassion. I think compassion means, compassion means someone loves you and also feel your suffering. Is it not so? Someone that loves you and also feel your suffering, your struggling in life, what you're passing through, what is not going on well with you. When you lack, you also feel the lack. That's compassion. Is it not so? Someone can love you and does not have compassion. He's not interested about just say, I love you. I love you. But he's not interested in what is around your life, the happenings around your life, the odd happening. He only loves you and around you when all is what? Well. When someone has compassion in you, that person have a mixed passion. Mixed what? Like you have mixed feeling. That person has mixed passion on you. He loves you, but he does not want you to suffer. He loves you. He does not want you to struggle in life. That's the Jesus I present to you tonight. That the Jesus you come to meet in church, that Jesus you call his name, that this Jesus that has power to do everything is a Jesus that have a mixed passion for you. So whatsoever you're passing through, Jesus is not happy if you are not passing through with joy. Whatsoever you're experiencing, Jesus will not be happy if your experiences in life is sorrow, is struggling. And I declare tonight that as the love of Jesus will come upon you, that as you will accept Jesus as your lover, every struggling in life will come to an end. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You see, there's something so many people do in life. God bless this wonderful choir in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, how can you run when you don't know what? When you don't know the way of the Spirit. He said, how can you fly when you don't know what? You know, this is how this message was given to me. He said, people are looking for prosperity, but they forget the master of what? Prosperity. And they are what? Suffering. They don't know I am a Jesus that owns prosperity, that can prosper anyone. He told the disciples, beware of the unleavened bread of the Pharisee and the unleavened bread of Herod. And the disciple asked, what is about the unleavened bread of the Pharisee and Herod? He said, did you remember when I used 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men? Why do you worry because you did not buy bread to eat tomorrow? Why are you worrying? Look at the lily of the valley. See how I take care of them. Tomorrow they cut down. They are dried and they put them inside what? Fire. He said they look for prosperity, but they don't look for the honor of prosperity. He said someone is looking for wisdom and he does not recognize the God of what? Wisdom. Tell my people I love them. Then let them look for me. Let them seek me. I will have compassion on them. I will share in their sorrows. That's who Jesus is. Remember the prodigal son? He has done a lot. He left the father. He squandered the father's money. But immediately the father saw him alive afar. Because the father still loved him. And also see him the way he appeared, tattered. He had compassion. That's your Jesus. We wait until we are from. I will wait until we are from. I will wait until we are from. I will wait until we are from.
I will wait until we are formed. We will wait until we are formed.
I will wait.
We will wait until we are formed.
I will wait.
We will wait until we are formed.
Yes, I will wait.
I will wait until we are formed.
Yes, I will wait.
I will wait until we are formed.
Yes, I will pray.
I will pray until we are formed.
Yes, I will sing.
I will pray until I have
formed. I will follow him.
I will follow till I have formed.
He is the Jesus that
I
has compassion.
Till I have formed.
He's the Jesus that has what? Compassion. He loves you. That is why he accepted to die. I will have compassion on them because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting, they might do what? Fall. Jesus always have pity. Say, Jesus does what? On whosoever is ready to wait. Whosoever is ready to follow. What am I talking about? Consistency with him. Not today in, today out. Garbage in, garbage out. No. Stay. Wait. Believe. The more you stay, the more the passion increase. The more you seek him, the passion believe increase. The more the love. I don't know who is ready to believe him.
I don't know who is ready to believe him and who will wait until it is done. I don't know who is ready. A woman that lost the husband. He had one son, and the son died. The woman did not pray. Even when she saw Jesus coming, the woman did not pray. They will not now beckon on Jesus, come and help me. The woman did not pray, Jesus, come. The woman's focus was to bury the child. The men carried the child. They overtake us. But this is who Jesus is. Because he came to save. He came to deliver. Jesus does not rejoice with your sorrow. Jesus does not rejoice when you are in trouble. Jesus does not have peace when you are crying. The only way it seems it delays or lingers is that you have not found him. Is that you have not known his way. So you cannot receive his passion. His compassion cannot come to you. It's because you are not close enough. And when this woman came in contact with Jesus, remember I said it, she did not pray. Remember I said she did not ask Jesus to do anything. Simply because he has come in contact with Jesus. Jesus have compassion on him. And someone say, I will connect. I will connect with Jesus from today. I will drop every other connections. Oh, I will drop every other connections. It seems you don't understand. This woman just came in contact with Jesus. They meet on the way. He said, how can you fly when you don't know the ways? The woman found the way Jesus always go. And she carried her dead son and went that way. Anywhere he went,
Almighty healer,
why didn't you give me that Bible portion?
Oh, when the people saw him, they started walking.
They only saw him.
Anywhere he went. My God was doing good.
The woman only came in contact with Jesus. And Jesus said, drop the caskets. Open the caskets. The woman did not pray. Just because the woman knew the way of Jesus. And the songwriter says, Jesus is passing
this way.
I want you to listen to the end of the song.
Jesus is passing this way.
This way, there must be hallelujah chorus, because miracle will happen without you pray. If you hold on this name called Jesus, he died. Your sins were nailed on the cross. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know. Father, forgive this woman, for this woman does not know that he should ask me to. For this woman does not know that I am him that has power over life and what? Dead. When the casket was opened, he just told the young man, do what? Arise. And the woman sang hallelujah. Can someone say, in every situation in my life, no matter how bad, I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. How I wish you can believe me. How I wish you can believe me. Why? Because you hold on Jesus. Why? Because you believe in Jesus. Why? Because you've decided to wait until your change comes. Why? Because you wait until he performs it. Why? Because you will continue in the sacrifice you are sacrificing. Why? Because you will continue and declaring your Lord that Jesus is Lord. Why? Because you will continue to say, I am for Jesus and Jesus alone. In this year of wonders, he's looking for the people that will wait. That will wait. People that will wait. People that will wait. And tonight, Jesus is going to touch many lives. Tonight. Tonight, Jesus will touch your life. There is nothing he cannot do.
There is nothing you cannot do, Jehovah, overdo. I have tasted of your love. I have seen your mighty ones. Mountain mover, Jehovah, oh, you're my given
one. And he came and touched the bearer. And they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, thee, what? Arise. That is the verse I was looking for. He simply went to the man, the young man, and said, a dead body, do what? Next verse. 15. And he that was, did what? Stand up and read it. And he that was what? Did what? And he, him that was dead. That situation, all hope has gone. That situation that there's no need again to bother. As the people told Jairus, don't bother the master. Your daughter is what? Dead. And Jesus said, don't hear them. That matter that they have told your mother, forget it. That problem you said, oh, I am used to it. That thing, the kingdom of darkness, I said, that's one, not they go anywhere. Can someone say, I'm going far? Yes. Wherever you have been forgotten as useless, can someone say, I will be remembered for good? Him that was dead stood up and began to speak. That's the Jesus we said. The mother did not do what? Pray. Simply because he passed through the way of Jesus. How can you fly when you don't know the way of who? How can you run when you don't know the way of? How will you receive the blessings, the compassion of Jesus, when you don't know the way of Jesus? When you are not in the way of Jesus. You come to church the way you like. So many people came out on Tuesday. How many people attended the fasting? A word is said you cannot obey. Can you hear the testimonies? Put your hands together for Jesus. In the days of his power. In the days of his power. In the days of his power. Almost all the testimonies came from Bible studies, not even miracle service, not even Sunday service. Almost all those testimonies from where? Bible studies. Put your hands together for Jesus. He did it.
Because we were taught about the days of his power, what he can do, and he did something, and he will do more for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4 verse 15. Hebrews 4 verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like we are, yet without sin. The empath is what I'm talking about. The Jesus we have is an high priest. He's our high priest forever. He understands whatsoever you're passing through. He is touched. He has the feeling. Can you lift up your hands? Can you lift up your hands? That's the Jesus I introduced to you tonight. And he's going to send away from you every powers. Every other power that has a name over your life. Every other power that has a name over your life. That power is leaving you now, tonight, 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 tonight. That power that hinders you. That power that hinders you, that makes you tonight he will deliver his people from frustration. That's what, in any way you have been frustrated. You try, this is not working. You try to rise, you are pulled down. You try to pray, you notice you cannot do it. Tonight, Jesus is here. Tonight. 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 They have, he said, they have nothing to eat. They have no power to fight the wicked one. They have no power to stop the enemy. He told them, sit them, then sit down. Give them something. Tonight, God will give you power. The power in the name of Jesus will work things out for you. Jesus will feed you with his power. He will deliver your soul from corruptions. He will deliver you from the powers of the wicked ones. He will give you liberty to excel. He will give you liberty to progress. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 42. I'm looking for a verse. That verse says, we have been robbed. We have been spoiled. Look for a verse in Isaiah 42. It says, we have been robbed. We have been spoiled. Okay, 22. We read. 1, 2, go. But this is a people. These are people. They have been what? They have been what? It seems nobody understands this scripture. The portion we read said, I have compassion. I have compassion on them because they have nothing to eat. What is the meaning of that? Jesus is coming to have compassion because you have been robbed of some things. That is why you must not be contented with the level you are. That is why you must identify when something is wrong somewhere. That is why you must be angry with yourself when you cannot succeed.
That is why you can say no to what is making you to be a caricature before people. That is why you, when you look people laughing at you, you recognize why is people laughing. That is why if you're struggling to pay school fees, there's something wrong. You have been robbed of financial peace. That is why when food finishes in your house and your parents cannot send the money on time, you have been robbed. It's not a normal thing. It's not your portion. Lift up your hands. And the Bible says, no one says restore. No one says restore. Can you tell God, Father, Father, we have come for restoration in the name of Jesus. Can you say that? I have come for the Father, I have come. Let the name of Jesus, the power in the name of Jesus, restore me. Restore me. That I will start fulfilling the prophecy God said about my life. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. If nobody has been saying restoration for me, I've come. And I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I'm not fulfilling the prophecy of the wicked ones again. Because I've agreed that I will wait for you. They stayed, they have been 3 days with me, Jesus said. If I send them away, they will faint. They have been 3 days with me. Father, since my birth, my mother has been carrying me to church. I have no other God. I have no other helper. I have no help. I have come for restoration. Wherever I've been kept in prison, wherever my academics has been kept in prison house, that prison house must be destroyed. Restoration. The grace upon my life. The original me, God. Let me not be fulfilling the prophecies of demons, of wicked uncle or wicked mother or father. Restore me. Restore your promises upon my life. Nobody should spoil my life again. Wherever I've been spoiled, wherever I've been robbed, I have come for restoration. I have come for restoration. Wherever I've been spoiled by mistake, wherever I've been spoiled by that gift, wherever I've been spoiled with that ignorance, wherever I was spoiled in any way, in any manner, I have come, restore me. Make me whole again. I'm a vessel unto honor, Lord. Take away this shame from me. Chapel of Praise is a church of honor. I am a vessel unto honor. Why do I carry shame? I carry the Holy Ghost in me. Why should demons defeat me? I have come to say restore. Have compassion in me. Have compassion on me. Restore my father, restore my family. Stop the working of the devil. I am your own. Be robbed. Restore the gift of life, the gift of God in my life. Restore the blessings of God in my life. Restore the will of God in my life. As a singer, restore.
Restore the power of God in my life. Whenever I have been robbed, whenever the church has been robbed, restore. Lord Jesus, restore your glory, your church. Restore the power of your name in our lives. That as we pray in Jesus' name, the answer is given. Restore the confirmation of your word in your church. I have compassion. I will fulfill this call. I have compassion. I will fulfill this call. I will fulfill this call. I will carry out this assignment. I will answer your calling. No more setback. Oh Jesus, deliver the souls. Deliver the people.
You have done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Jesus.
Send him, Jesus. Do you have compassion? Let your compassion come. You restore every rub, everything that we have been robbed of, everything that has been tripped off, your good deeds, your good works, your blessings in the academics, in your finances, Father, restore. Come and give them their eyes.
No man can
do. As a children of faith, as a children of trust,
one no
we have
man
the
can do.
I don't know who this may be. Lift up those prayer points you mentioned, you wrote down. Lift them up. Lift it up. We were asked to write one prayer point. Lift it up. Show it to God. That I cannot do this, but I know you can do. Let me testify. There's a lady in this house. Kamania has any ebony. You've been walking under the prophecy of a man that slept with you. When the man slept with you, you thought he was kissing you. Anytime he kissed you, he dropped saliva in your mouth. That was the prophecy working in your life. But in the name of Jesus, by the power of salt that bring peace, you will vomit it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare again, whatsoever is deposited in you by kissing you, I declare the life and the speed of that thing dead forever in Jesus' name. I raise my hand up as a priest ordained and called by God, that whatsoever is sniffing touches your sniffing. And there was a link up by the power in the name of Jesus. I send a sword to that connection. Let it be cut off. And may you be disconnected. I declare you are disconnected now. From today, you will live a life that God gave to you, because Jesus have compassion. I heard the sound of your sins have been forgiven. Your sins has been forgiven. Our sins has been forgiven. Can someone shout, my sins has been forgiven. 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 Because Jesus died, my sins has been forgiven. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. What no man can do for you, I declare in the name of Jesus, Jesus has done it for you. Jesus has done it for you. Jesus has done it for you. What no eyes can see, Jesus has done it for you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you wave your hand and tell Jesus thank you? Can someone say I'm restored? My sins are forgiven. By the power in the name of Jesus, I am restored. By the power in the name of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. He has had compassion on me. A merciful Jesus has come to me. A merciful Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. I am free. I am liberated. I can possess my possession. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.